This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. National Assembly MPs draw government's attention to women's safety and sexual violence. Nepal stresses international partnership and innovative financial mechanisms to reduce climate change risk. Deoba faction of Nepali Congress files a petition at Supreme Court seeking order to hold party's 15th General Convention. And China vows to safeguard its interests after U.S. widens sanctions against Iran and its trading partners. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to seriously address issues, including moral education, women's safety, and reduction of sexual violence. Speaking during the Jura Hour of the meeting, the upper house MPs also demanded that those involved in the sexual assault and murder of a 3-year-old girl be punished in accordance with the law. They also stressed the need for further policy reforms to ensure the effective implementation of existing laws and access to justice, particularly to reduce violence against women and children, control cybercrime, and prevent domestic violence. Similarly, lawmakers of the upper house also drew the government's attention to the health risk faced by the women during childbirth due to shortage of doctors and negligence at the provincial hospitals. A petition has been filed at the Supreme Court today seeking an order to hold the 15th General Convention of the Nepali Congress. Former party president Sher Bahadur Deuba and then acting president Purna Bahadur Khadka have filed the petition seeking an order to stop the convention scheduled for October. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, a supplementary petition was registered today by the Deuba faction of the Nepali Congress. A hearing on the petition has been scheduled for Thursday. Nepal has stressed international partnership, technical cooperation, and innovative financial mechanisms to reduce risk caused by land degradation, desertification, drought, and climate change. Speaking on behalf of Nepal at COP17 under the UN Convention to Combat Desertification held in Mongolia, Secretary at the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest, and Environment, Dr. Rajendra Prasad Mishra said international cooperation is vital to address land degradation in the Himalayan and mountainous regions, which threatens ecosystems, biodiversity, and local livelihoods. Stating that Nepal has set a goal to achieve land degradation neutrality by 2030, he said that land conservation, restoration, and sustainable management have been gradually incorporated in national development plans. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha has said that right to freedom of expression, press freedom, citizens' right to information, and public interest should be at the center as the communications sector transforms with the rapid development of information technology. Addressing the 24th Conference of Asia-Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD, jointly organized by the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal and the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, ACORA, today the Communications Minister emphasized the need to promote fact-based, credible journalism through the integration of artificial intelligence, digital platforms, and new technologies. Police have arrested a person on the charge of manhandling a female police officer who was on duty at New Banishur in Kathmandu this afternoon. Police confirmed that 27-year-old Raj Kathayat of Tatopani Rural Municipality 2 in Jumla District, currently living in Kathmandu Metropolitan City 10, was held for assaulting the police officer. A spokesperson at the District Police Range Kathmandu, Superintendent of Police SP Dan Bahadur Thapa, said that Kathayat manhandled the female police officer when she requested him to cross the road through an overhead bridge. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has asserted that the government is committed to making the domestic labor sector self-systematic and dignified. In today's meeting of the Industry, Commerce, Labor and Consumer Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives, Vanessa Yadav expressed the belief that many issues of the workers would be addressed once the existing Labor Act is amended. During the meeting, discussions were also held with the stakeholders regarding the management of workers through outsourcing. On the occasion, committee president Rahbar Ansari said that the committee is sensitive to the rights of workers and to end anomalies of labor outsourcing. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Recharge karna ho, sa balance transfer karna. Call detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai anti app. Aile nai download karo. 1GB data free ma prapta karo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile Nepal Telecom ko app download karna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The tourism entrepreneurs and business people from Pokhara have expedited their efforts to ensure the sustainability of the proposed Pokhara-Dubai-Pokhara direct flights are scheduled to begin on September the 23rd. The entrepreneurs from the city held a meeting with the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to Nepal, Abdullah Said Mubarak Zarwan al-Samsi, to discuss the issue of regular flights. Once materialized, the international flights from Pokhara will connect the city directly to over 250 destinations across the world, including London, New York, Tokyo, and others. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China has vowed to protect its interests after the U.S. announced plans to widen economic sanctions against Iran and its trading partners, which includes Beijing. Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Jian said China was firmly opposed to what it called illegal unilateral sanctions and would take all necessary measures to safeguard its rights. This came after U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced the new measures on Monday, warning any nation financially partnering with Iran would be isolated. Meanwhile, Iran has said it is confident it can counter widened U.S. sanctions after Washington announced what it described as an economic D-Day rather against the country to try to isolate it from the global economy. The BBC cited the Iranian economy minister as saying that Tehran was fully prepared for the sanctions, which he said would lead to another defeat for the U.S. There has been significant progress during high-level talks in Tehran aimed at ending the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, according to Pakistani officials. According to Al Jazeera, the talks took place on Monday during a day-long diplomatic mission to Tehran by Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir and Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi. The Pakistani military released a statement on Tuesday describing the trip as part of Pakistan's diplomatic efforts to end the stalemate in the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict and explore ways for achieving enduring peace and permanent end to instability in the region. While in Tehran, Munir held meetings with several Iranian leaders, including President Mossad Pezeshkian, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, and Supreme National Security Council Secretary Mohsen Rezai, the military said. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is expected in some parts of the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, and Gandaki provinces, and in a few parts of the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali, and Sudhapashim provinces. Similarly, rain with thunder and lightning is also likely in some hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces in a few hilly areas of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Similar weather is also expected in a few places of Madhes and parts of the Terai, with one or two places in the Sudurpashchim Terai also likely to receive rain. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly MPs draw government's attention to women's safety and sexual violence. Nepal stresses international partnership and innovative financial mechanisms to reduce climate change risk. The Uba faction of Nepali Congress files a petition at Supreme Court seeking order to hold party's 15th General Convention. And China vows to safeguard its interests after U.S. widens sanctions against Iran and its trading partners. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.